My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry. This week, we discuss the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Who we think should have won.
And we find out what made me say this. Money, you are on actual crack cocaine. All right, listeners.
Why you gotta say hello, listeners, first?
You wanna say it first? Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, listeners, here we are, episode... No,
I'm going to put mine at the beginning, and I'm going to let them hear how petty you are. I'm going to keep all the ends so the fans can know how petty they miss, how petty Miss Congeniality is.
Oh, you damn right. Your current fucking Miss Congeniality, if you're nasty.
Yeah, the pettiest one. Make some noise, listeners, for the nicest drag queen in America, Monet Exchange. She is just nice.
You are so salty.
I met her and she was just so nice.
You just like your little daughter. You just big, black, and salty.
with your nice ass.
I love how you make being nice like this bad thing. You are so crazy.
You're
so
weird. I did not say being nice was bad. I just loved all you being nice.
No, I'm not.
Money, we have a whole podcast about it. I'm not saying being nice is a bad thing. I just don't value being nice as much as other people do.
Okay, well, you know, that's good.
With your nice ass. All right, we have it. We have a new drag superstar. All hail your current reigning drag queen. Your current reigning drag superstar. It is Aquaria.
Queen Awkwafina, girl. Aquaria, New York done snatched up the crown.
Three years in a row, girl.
I mean, will there be any city worthy of trying to take the crown from our clutches?
Not Chicago.
Word.
Chicago's always close.
This year? Oh, no, for Chicago.
No, not this year. No, Chicago's in the finals 2 years in a row, but not this year. This year it was
3 years in a row.
New York and two Tennessee bitches.
Yes. No, and Texas.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the finals.
Wow. She did make it to the finals, Bob.
The finals of last year was just New York versus New York.
All right. Oh, so you consider the top four the semifinals? No, it's the finals.
No, it is. That's how tournaments work. There's semifinals and there's the final. Like, the final is the last one. They're like, this is the last chance. That's the finals.
But did it count? Because your year, there wasn't really a semifinal or a final. It was just all the finals.
It was just New York versus Redlands versus Chicago. New York on top. No, but yeah, in the finals, the top four each for the 2 years before this, when there was two Chicago queens coming through. And this year, the crown stayed once again in New York City. The crown does not want to leave the boroughs, girl.
And New York City got two, girl. They got Congeniality and the crown queen.
So New York coming through. New York, honey.
I want to bet $5 that at some point in this podcast, Bob's going to talk about how Aquaria was on Lil' Queen and the amount of queens who have been on Drag Race have all been on Lil' Queen and blah, 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 which I have to hear every other week when we talk about it.
I don't know why you don't want to let Lil' Queen have a great place in the Drag Race world, which it does. I don't know what your vendetta is against a gig that paid you for over a year. I don't know what
you barely paid me. Let's talk about
bitch,
that.
I paid you the same rate you got paid at all your other fucking gigs.
No, you
How
did
about
not,
that?
Bob. And Lil' Queen, you paid me what? $75 maybe?
It was not. I paid you $100, which is what you was getting paid at the time.
That is not true.
With your new no-doing drag ass. Bitch, I was one of the first gigs you got in the city. Most people say thank you. So y'all heard it. Y'all, the fans, heard it. Monet Exchange is not grateful for money. That's your Miss Congeniality complaining about having money. Well, your life must be really tough, Monet. It must be really hard getting paid to do what you love.
Oh, God, bro. You paid me $100 in New York City. That is maybe half a cab ride and a quarter of a dollar pizza. So,
well, bitch, when you wasn't getting no gigs before that, you are welcome, Miss Thing. When you was performing at the Ritz for free on Tuesday night at Saliva, that is a big pay bump. From getting nothing to getting something to getting your face on a flyer. It's okay, Monet. You don't want to say, wow, Bob, you helped put me on the map in New York City.
God.
I know that's hard for you to do. So y'all heard it. Miss Congeniality sometimes, don't appreciate money.
Sometimes it literally gags me how ridiculous you are. Like, I'm like, this, that's not me laughing. That's literally me gagging about how ridiculous you are.
Y'all heard Miss Crunch Geniality.
That's bad. It will be Miss Crunch Reality.
Miss Crunch Reality. So we gotta talk about the finale. I mean, we can't do a we can't not talk about the finale.
Of course, it was wild.
Okay, in your opinion, okay, do you want to start? Because you always ask, I try to start too soon.
No. Well, are we going in order of the finale, or are you gonna jump around in typical Bob fashion?
Well, we can do whatever. Well, you know, since Monet, since you have a tweeter head trophy. I'll let you lead the conversation.
Okay, so first we started out, we saw all of the season one queens, as RuPaul says, in season 10 lighting. What did you think? Who did you think? Okay, and let's be real, a little shady to start off. Who do you think looked really good, and who do you think looked bad, and who do you think just looked okay?
I thought BB, Angina, and Nina Flowers looked amazing. And Nina Flowers,
I think Angina looked the best.
I think Nina Flowers looked the best. We stand a bald queen. We stand a bald queen.
Nina did look really good. I just loved Angina's silhouette and that crown she had on. I thought it was all really cute.
Yeah, she looked stunning. I still think Nina looked the best, but I mean it was marginal. They both looked so good. And can we talk about the ultimate shade, honey?
What?
The most embarrassing moment at the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, where you and BB came out in the same dress.
So my dress was the inspo from Beyonce. She wore this black mesh number a few months ago to some event. And I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. I was like, this will look beautiful in the sponge colors and to reimagine the sponge dress. Cut to, we're upstairs getting ready. And I see BB putting on her dress. I was like, hold up. I was like, Patty, go over there and see what that dress looks like. I was like, it looks like my dress. Obviously, mine looked better, but BB and I did have this same.
Oh, that was Shay. Oh, so you heard it. Your Miss Congeniality thinks she looks better than the original queen. That's your Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, I think those three were the best ones. Angina, BB, and Nina, hands down.
Okay, now who do you think looked bad? Since you wanted to start that, you start that one off.
Well, not necessarily look bad, but I feel like Akasha was wearing a costume that you could get at any rainbow across.
Bitch, she was wearing a costume that she did get from AliExpress, okay? That is not she could, bitch, she did.
You know, and but that also, this speaks to like the level that Drag Race has gotten to now. Because if you flashback, if you watch season two, season three in some situations, like the clothes they were wearing they're literally wearing Charlotte Russe and Wet Seal. You know what I mean? Could you imagine some bitch on season 11 walking in a Charlotte Russe anything? She would be destroyed by the fans.
I'm gonna go ahead and give some props where props are due, because BB was wearing custom clothes on her season of Drag Race.
Was she? Did you make any of those?
No, I know. This was before I met BB. But BB was wearing custom clothes. Tyra was wearing custom clothes. Nina had some custom clothes.
Not all of them, though, Bob. I'm talking about stuff that they would wear, like on the runway. Look back at the runway season.
BB's runways were custom outfits. Monet. I don't know that every single one, but bitch, all of yours weren't custom out. Bitch, all of yours weren't custom. You wore, your feather look came from the garment district. Don't try to get cute.
No. Don't even get cute. The base of it was those feathers. Those were constructed by hand. Don't get cute, bitch.
Monet, you altered a dress you bought from the garment district. Call a spade a spade.
But I'm saying literally wearing something that, like, literally the day before the flight, they're at Charlotte Russe, like, oh, this blouse and this skirt is cute. I'm gonna wear it on the floor.
A lot of girls did that. BB did not do that.
Well, give me a motherfucking receipt. Don't tell me BB. I don't think.
Okay,
I want
BB's
facts.
BB's cat suit was custom. BB's finale gown was custom. BB's her zebra print was custom. BB's gown that she wore for the Absolute Challenge was custom. BB was wearing custom outfits on that runway.
How do you know? First of all, you just say you don't know. How do you know all this is factual?
Okay, first of all, I can look at them and tell they're custom. You can look at an outfit and tell that it's a custom outfit. So
now you were just Zach posing. Now you just...
Well, I can tell that those were not outfits that she bought from Wet Seal because they don't sell stuff like that at stores. And also, I was altering a lot of her outfits, too, that she wore. Why are you trying to bring BB down? What you got against the OG queen? What you got against Cameroon?
I'm not trying to bring BB down.
Mada, what are you jealous, Mada? You jealous that Mada was the original crown snatcher and that she wore the gown more beautiful than you did, mother?
Bob, you do like a lot of stuff great in this world. Like you impress me daily. Impressions is not one of them.
I won snatch game. I'll have you know.
Yeah, but that's because you're funny. It was not because of your immaculate impression abilities. It's because you're very funny.
No, my Uzo was on point. My Carol was on point.
You always think you sound like these people, and you just sound like Bob doing a Jamaican accent every time.
Have you ever heard my Sharon Osbourne?
No matter the person from New Zealand, they're from Australia, they're from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. It is they're just always Jamaican.
This is my Sharon Osbourne. It's a no from me. It looks like you didn't rehearse at all.
Now you just sound like BB.
Yes, Mada. It is a no from me. Gentlemen, start your engines. She came with. Start your engines. And may the best woman win.
Hanging out with BB that day. BB is a hoot. She is a lot of fun to be around.
Oh, BB is otherworldly. She is so crazy. Did she try to high five you?
No, she didn't try to high five me, but as I was putting my gown on and she was walking because we went down before them. She's walking, she's like, ooh, and she was like twirling, she's just doing, just being fucking weird. But it was just so funny. I love BB.
Yeah, BB is like your crazy aunt.
Yes, very that.
Yeah, I love her. That's the OG queen. We stand an African queen.
Oh my god, when fans say that, it drives me up a wall.
We stand a black queen.
Okay, so I said Akasha. Who was your bad dress?
I said Akasha. If I didn't, that's what I was going to say Akasha.
Oh, okay, work.
And I mean, honestly, I feel like everyone else really brought it. Akasha looked a little crunchy. I didn't hate the other one.
Jay Sotomayor.
Oh, I mean, I don't even remember what Jay Sotomayor had on, honey. I mean, I can't even. Really, you might be right on that one. I have no clue. I can't remember. I am one of the only people who liked Pork Chop's outfit. I liked it.
Oh, I liked it too.
I loved it. And I also wasn't mad at Rebecca Glasscock. Some people didn't like Rebecca Glasscock. I wasn't mad at hers either.
I like it when she did the reveal. At first, well, also that fabric. See, people don't understand. On TV, like 9 times out of 10, a cheaper, it's not a read, but what I've learned and what you and a lot of the other past queens have told me, it's like a cheaper sequin or cheaper rhinestone looks very good on TV as opposed to like Swarovski and this and that and the other.
So, and also, can we talk about that mega mix y'all did that didn't make no good goddamn sense?
Girl, I don't know why they made us do that shit. I was not into it, but...
Y'all had not rehearsed. It looked like y'all didn't give a good goddamn...
But also, they have us doing this in these full gowns that, you know, that they all cost, like... I mean, there were some gowns on that stage from Season 10 Girls that cost $7,000. No one is going to be up there trying to fuck up their
name
shit.
Name names.
No, I don't know. That's not my business to say who's got $7,000.
I'll bleep it. Say it. I'll bleep it. From who? What's his name?
Ridiculous.
I don't know. I'll bleep it out and the fans will be like, who was it? But I will put a little... down there. No, I'm kidding.
Got her gown made by for $7,000.
I mean, okay, my coronation gown cost $5,000.
I mean, it was beautiful, though.
I mean, girl, it was, and I fucking pissed it away.
I remember that.
Yeah, no, my coronation gown was $5,000. It was, I mean, it's hand stone, fully Miss Thing, fully stoned. And beat it. But hey, custom garments cost a lot of money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's why when fans kill me with that shit, they're like, She wore that before. I'm like, bitch, this gown was $3,000. Like, yeah, you. Yeah, I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna wear that again. Like, I wanted to wear my premiere look, that purple ooze thing, because that was a very expensive gown. But fans don't understand that. They're like, they think that we're like these like mega celebrities that can just afford to go buy a gown, and then Givenchy gonna call me tomorrow and be like, you know what, girl, we got a new one for you. No, girl, that's not what drag is about. We don't have it like that.
Speaking of expensive gowns, I want to let the listeners know that I had a really amazing gift for my birthday, which was recent. Yes. And Leslie Jones, the brilliant, hilarious comedian from SNL and from Ghostbusters, she sent me two of her Emmy gowns. She sent me her red gown from the Emmy and her black mesh and sequin gown, beaded gown. Original Christian Siriano's Miss Thing.
That is everything. Which gag is? I'm gagging. She sent it to you as opposed to me. You're way bigger than Leslie. It will. This is no shade to you, but it would fit me better than it would fit you.
Monet, what in what planet are you slimmer than me? What universe do you live on where you are slim and trim?
First of all,
and
I'm chunky and dunky. When I corset, I get down to 29. You barely get down to 32.
Monet, you are on actual crack cocaine. Monet, I am not even going to be funny. I am smaller than you.
No, you are not, bitch.
Monet, I am. Oh, my God. You are crazy. You're crazy. Oh, my God. No. You're crazy. Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Bob, you see, these are the points when we do this podcast when I genuinely cannot tell if you're joking or doing a thing or if you think you're.
Monet, I'm not even, by the way, I don't take, for me, there's no pride in whether or not someone's skinny or not, but I am smaller than you are.
No, you are not, girl.
Oh my God, you are so crazy, Monet. You are crazy.
You're crazy, bitch. But anyway, okay. It would fit me better, and I think that Leslie should reconsider.
Okay, first, no, we cannot skim over this, you being super skinny. First of all, you
I
are.
I said I was super skinny.
You are a full-on pear. Let's get that started, Monet. Your ass alone. Monet would not fit into this garment. Your ass would
not. That is not
one,
true.
Monet, your big ass. You have a humongous ass, which would never fit in this garment in a million bajillion years.
That's not true, Bob.
Monet, you. Oh my God, we got to move on because you're crazy. You're so crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, but and are you getting your life listening to Leslie Jones rewatch the Drag Race franchise?
It's so funny. She does not like Roxy Andrews.
She does not, and she but she's people like Leslie Jones should be a judge on Drag Race. I'm like, do y'all hear her video? She's like, nah, bitch, you whack. You should have went home. I don't like that shit. Like she goes in about.
I know that's why she needs to be a judge on Drag Race. Not that whole. Well, I thought they were all great. She's like, no, that's you lame. Get the You're fuck right. out of here. Your dress ain't cute. Bye, bitch.
Right. We had, like, some pretty passive judges season 10. Like, that motherfucker from fucking 13 Reasons Why. Girl, behind... This is some inside tea. Behind the scenes, they could barely get this motherfucker to talk. They would ask him... Like, we do the critiques, and every judge talks for, like, a good 10 minutes, I would say, you know, on the person. He would be like... They would be like... And whatever... I don't remember his name. Charles? Jake? Like, Jake, what did you think about her dress? It was cool.
Girl, he was giving that Cameron Michaels tease.
So I would appreciate a judge.
It worked for her. If it worked for Cameron, it could work for him.
You damn Skippy, because it sure the hell ain't worked for me. Because here I am.
Now let's talk about the interviews. Whose interview do you think was okay? I'm gonna go ahead and discredit Cameron's interview because I didn't think it was very good. Also, why was Cameron not looking at RuPaul during the interview?
Oh, wasn't that so awkward?
Yeah, like, she keeps, like, looking at the audience and this weird smile. And it's like, oh, did I forget to mention that? Like, she was laughing like the host from The Hunger Games. You know what I mean?
Okay, I think you're being a little extra. It was not like that.
Well, yeah, I'm being a little bit hyperbolic. But, like, it was weird that she wouldn't look at RuPaul. It was so strange.
Yeah, it was very weird. I think, well, Ru would always tell us on set to always find your light. So I think Cameron was trying to be conscious of, like, looking, you know, let me tell you something. People forget that drag queens are not real people. Okay, we have on ridiculous amount of makeups. Any drag queen from a profile looks fucking busted. You just see a big old contour line and it look good. So I think Cameron was trying to be conscious to not give the camera her fucking side, her profile. It looks ugly.
I mean, I don't think the other girls looked ugly when they gave their profile, but they figured it out somehow.
Well, you know what? You're right. I don't have the answer. But, you know, ever since the reunion, I'm trying to look for the best in Cameron and not necessarily the worst.
Also, you know what is really shady? What? Aquaria got a really unfair question. Everyone else got super easy questions, and Aquaria got the hardest question. It was like, what? How... I don't remember. It was like, I remember that Eureka's was like, have you ever been catfished? No, not Eureka's. Asia's was, have you ever been catfished? Eureka's was, what are you going to do with the money? Cameron's was, do you get laid more in and out of drag? And Aquarius was like, how do you plan to help people feel comfortable in this current political climate?
Oh, yeah. That's true. She did
get I was like, what? That is not a fair question. When the other girls were given, if you were a flavor of a smoothie, which smoothie would you be? And this bitch is like, how are you going to solve world hunger? That ain't fair. That is not fair.
Speaking of, if you could be a smoothie, what flavor would you be?
I would be a planet smoothie, razzmatazz. No, I'd be the peanut butter cup, a peanut butter smoothie.
Ugh, oh my God. Peanut butter, anything besides a sandwich is disgusting.
Okay, you are alone on that one. I know for a fact the listeners are not going to side with you on that. Peanut butter is lit as fuck.
Well, you're also an old lady. You love like old shit. That's an old
but shit. I am like 3 years older than you.
Okay? But you have to admit, you act like an old lady. You know you do. Don't act.
And you act like a little ass kid with your nice ass.
I think that Aquaria definitely had the best interview over everyone, though.
I thought Eureka's interview was the best.
Really?
Yeah, I think that she was that she showed some good emotions. I think that she was articulate. I think that, I don't know, I was really just... I thought that Eureka did a really good job. I thought her plan for her money was good.
What was her plan?
She wanted to help rebuild her family.
Yeah, you see, I don't think you can judge based on that. That's not fair. Like that, like just because Aquaria is not trying to like rebuild a nation with her money doesn't mean
that. I did not say it wasn't based on just that. I thought that Eureka was articulate. I thought that Eureka was Aquaria's real. Articulate. I think that Eureka was more so all those things, and she had the added bonus of her plans for her money. I liked it. I just liked it. I mean, I thought that Asia's wasn't bad. Asia's wasn't bad. I think RuPaul threw her for a side loop on some, what would your parents be doing because they gave VH1 in heaven.
That was a very heavy question. You see, she had a heavy question too. That's a heavy question, girl.
I would be like, first of all, heaven is not real. And I'd like to believe that if my mom is, if there is some afterlife, my mom's not spending her time watching the finale of RuPaul.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if you said something like that? That would be ridiculous.
I would say it. You know I don't believe heaven's real. I would not sit on stage and act like I believe in heaven. You know I would not do that, Monet.
Well, first of all, you know that RuPaul doesn't believe in that too. It's just like,
I don't know if RuPaul believes in heaven. I know
RuPaul
that
RuPaul is very vocal about his beliefs and stuff like that.
About saying heaven's not real. You find that clip and find the article.
Not to say heaven is real, but RuPaul does not believe in God and all that stuff. RuPaul just believes in energies and shit like that.
I don't know that. But all I know is that I would have been like, I don't believe in heaven. Heaven ain't real. Christianity is oppressive to black people. Oh, what's popping? Oh my God. It is. Christianity is oppressive to black people, Monet.
No one is discrediting what you're saying, but that time and place, bitch.
Fuck Christianity. Oh my God. God's not real. When you die, you just dirt.
You are a literal terrorist.
All right, let's move on to the outfits that they were wearing when they picked their lipstick. Okay, first of all, I love that meme that Eureka retweeted, that which is, I wonder if there's going to be a reveal this season.
They all looked crazy, girl.
You know what? They did not all look crazy. I think one of them looked crazy, and three of them looked like they were about to do a reveal.
Aquaria looked fucking bananas.
Bananas. She looked like a Chipotle burrito. You know when you eat a Chipotle burrito and then you have like a little bit left you're going to save for lunch? She was the part you saved for lunch. What was that? Monet, I'm serious. And B-Caller posted on his Instagram some reference photos. I was like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I didn't get it either. It did look ridiculous and I don't know why she did that. It just looked bad.
She looked like a fucking Hot Pocket. She was a fucking hot couture pocket, honey.
Yeah, it was not good at all. That fucking burrito shit.
And I was like, maybe she's going to reveal to something that makes sense with this. And she didn't. She just took it off and then it was just on the floor.
Yeah,
and
then she shook it off like right at the top. It was like, ugh.
And then she had a Miss Vanjie fan, which I was like, I mean...
Did you...
Oh, wait, we're skipping Asia and...
Cameron.
Asia versus Cameron versus the Butterflies. And I tell you right now, everyone thinks Asia lost that lip sync. No, it was really Butterfly O'Hara who lost that lip sync. That was honestly, in all honesty, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was really morbid there. Like the collective gasp that was just in the room like the entire time, and the collective like awkwardness everyone felt was very real.
I can't honestly. She must have been mortified. First Absolutely, of all,
of course she was.
I'm gonna read the statement she posted on her Instagram because she seems pretty upset about what happened. And
she was.
She posted on Instagram, "I just want to let everyone know how sad and heartbroken I am by the way my lip sync performance during the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race turned out. Despite months of research and rehearsing with a professional company, what I hope would be an amazing, safe display of optimism and a surprise for everyone, including production and the network, it did not go as planned. I would like to publicly offer the entire world my deepest apology. It is important that everyone knows that I would never purposely hurt any living being and have the utmost respect for all animals." I want to point out that the fans are more upset about the treatment of these butterflies than they are about the drag queens of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I mean, girl, you throw animals into the mist of anything, and people love animals. You know what I mean?
They're fucking eating them.
Oh God, here we go.
You love animals until you get hungry. Anyway, and people are saying like it's horrible to put these memes. And I will say this about the memes. I will say this: is it shady to post the memes online? Yes, But honestly, if you get a funny meme, just send it to your friends privately. But don't.
No. I think the memes are helping her. I really do. It's making people have levity with it as opposed to being so upset and like raging. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's adding a breath of levity to it. I really do.
I love the one of you sweeping up the butterflies. That is probably my favorite one. I also love the one of it's a picture of Morgan's face and his milk going, "Is she really gonna kill a bunch of butterflies for no reason?"
Oh my god. Also the one that you sent me earlier that cackled me, it is from it's like a still of a Aquarius from the final American, and it says, "Serving looks, sunsing pretty, I'm the bitch from Asia's titty," and it's a butterfly over her face.
And there's also, the fans are going to hate us for this. Someone started a Twitter called Butterfly O'Hara.
That is a gag. That is shady, girl. Oh my God. Did you just see U-Haul's post?
No, what is it?
It's a picture of U-Haul on the TV, and it's like a bunch of dead butterflies. She said, "Well, it's her in her, you are in her grunge look." And it says, "Well, at least something died 7 days later yesterday."
Oh my God. Wait, so this is our last thing. Butterfly O'Hara on Twitter. She tweeted, "She killed my fucking family." And then she tweeted, "Not only did she stuff us in her titty and let us plop to the ground, we got fucking body slammed by Cameron Michaels' rock hard fucking muscles. She cartwheeled on us, our dead bodies. Peace was never an option."
Oh my God, that is so wild. I want to say this about Asia. Asia's like a legendary pageant queen. Like, Asia's known for doing like crazy, like really, really, really thought out, over the top numbers. And I just think like Sasha Velour has like raised the lip syncing for the crown bar so high. But what people misunderstand is that Sasha was not on stage doing a whole bunch of clothes reveals. Sasha's reveal, they were like emotional. It was like a mental reveal. You know what I mean? Like, it was such a subtle thing.
It was so emotional. It was really smart, well thought out. I'm just right now. I was sitting next to Sasha Velour. Once they found out what the songs were, then she built the numbers around that. These girls went in with a plan already. Their reveals, their outfit, their costume had nothing to do with the number. Yeah, Sasha Velour heard what the number was, and she had a plan for each one. She had a different plan for different numbers. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, not just like a blanket a reveal moment for whatever song I get.
Yeah, exactly. Not just I'm gonna throw a fucking thing in the air and, you know, no matter what the song is, I'm coming out dressed as a burrito.
Yeah. Sasha, but Sasha is very intellectual. She's very cerebral. Like, girl, you listen, you that's and this goes back to my point that I was saying throughout the season is that the best way to entertain an audience is to really listen to song. I this is something that I learned. Ugh, I can't believe I'm saying this. I learned from you, and I learned from Peppermint. No, I learned from you, and I learned from Peppermint is that like listening to the song, like what is the song trying to tell you to do? Like sometimes, like songs are literal. Like listen to what the song is saying. Nasty girl, get a job. Of green slime and ooze and stuff it in your pussy and do a split, girl. When you drop that split, just let that shit open up and green slime is coming out your vagina. That's nasty. Yeah.
And you know, nasty has nothing to do with releasing butterflies. And not to mention that even if the butterfly release had gone successfully, in order to make it look effective on a stage that size, she would have to release hundreds of butterflies. Hundreds.
And it should have been like white butterflies or something.
She released 20 crumpled up butterflies. At which point Cameron Michaels probably came over and goose stepped all over, duck walked all over those
crumpled up butterflies. Oh, no, girl. Cameron Michaels was full on Snoop Dogg and he was crip walking on the butterflies, girl.
We are horrible. Wait, let me read what Kelly Mantle tweeted. Oh, it boy. Is 2038. RuPaul's Drag Race is celebrating its 30th season. They are still lip-syncing for the crown. After three harrowing hours, fan favorite Caressa Me Down executes her 50th and final reveal of the routine, tearing away her skin to reveal that she has stoned her own muscle fibers. That is where Drag Race is going. That is what Drag Race is becoming.
I think they need to go back to the season 8 format of doing it, like, giving you guys, like prepare your number, whatever you want to do. Like, you know, like, to me, like, that year, no shade to Kim and Naomi, but that year really showed, like who are, like, the, like, we knew, us in New York especially, knew that you, like, you were, like, a go-hard, die-hard performer. And it showed in what you prepared and what you had ready for your lip-sync number, you know what I mean? And, yeah, the listening for the crown, I think we need to move away from that next season.
Yeah, it just led to some pretty, what I thought were some a little bit desperate moments in the lip sync. Anyway, so I do think that Cameron deserved to win over Asia, which is,
yeah.
I was rooting for Asia over Cameron. My votes were Eureka, then Asia, then Aquaria, then Cameron. But watching that lip sync, Cameron beat her fair and square.
He did. Cameron just did his little hair flickeries, but he did gag me with that. He thought it was a cartwheel, but it became a front flip.
A round off because he was trying to avoid butterflies.
Is that what it's called? A round off.
Yeah, a roundhouse.
How do you know that?
It's a round off. Because I just know. Tell me how you feel about what your pick was in your order before going into the finale.
Yeah, my pick was Aquaria than Asia. I mean, I love Asia, and I really want her to win.
Do not have to qualify whether who you pick. You can just say who you don't have. This is not the vote's over. You won congeniality.
I'm just saying how I felt. You asked me a question. I'm answering it. Aquaria. My votes were Aquaria than Asia than Eureka than Cameron.
The reason I'm saying you don't have to point, because you can say who you want to win without being, like, for example, I love you more than any queen on the show, but you did not deserve to win season 10, so I wasn't rooting for you to win the show, because I didn't think you deserved to win it. That's not shade, that's not saying I don't love you, it's being objective and looking at the show from the outside, you know what I mean?
Okay, bitch.
Which is nice ass.
oh my god.
So, let's move on to, now, it's the burrito versus Big Bird.
No, you're missing. Oh, you mean like their lip sync?
Yeah, the burrito versus Big Bird now. Okay. Oh, also, why do you think Cameron chose Asia? As a quick question.
I don't know. I really don't get that because first of all, Asia is old as hell. The bitch is 30 something years old. Obviously, she's like an avid Janet Jacksoner. So I would not have went with Asia. I would have chose. If it was me, I would have chose Eureka.
Maybe it's because Asia's the only girl up there who doesn't do splits.
Oh, maybe that's why, yeah.
And sometimes girls are like, all you need is a split. If you can do a split, you'll win. That's not true. Oh, I know that's not true. Most of the Drag Race winners can do splits. I think Tyra and Violet and Aquaria are the only ones who can do splits.
Does Tyra do splits?
Well, Jinx can do a split. Tyra can do a split. Jinx can do a split. And
can you do a split?
I sure as hell can't. I sure the fuck cannot.
Can I bet you $100 to do one?
How long? How much time are you going to give me?
Your same amount of time you gave me. A month.
A month. All right. So, by the way, ours was not a bet. You didn't have to pay me. It was just me giving you $100 if you do it.
Right. So, I'm betting you. I will give you $100 if you can do a split in a month. You know right, what? I'll... Now we are RuPaul making that RuPaul money. I bet you $200.
Oh, shit, son. All right. So, let's move on to Aquaria versus Eureka.
Yes.
Which is, I call the burrito versus Big Bird. Now, Aquarius in this outfit, which I can't stand. I can't stand it. Yeah, I can't stand it. The burrito. I can't stand it.
I know, the burrito is really ridiculous. It really is wild.
I mean, her other outfit was good, but, like, yeah, I don't think it deserved a reveal.
Yeah, I think she could have just come out in that. But again, people, like you said, people are getting desperate. They're like, if I don't come out with something and reveal it right away, then people are going to think I suck.
And then also, I would say what Eureka's outfit did that gagged me was I thought it was a coat and it was the sleeves. That was fierce.
Right. I agree. That was gaggedy. The only raggedy part was that you could see the little red fringe by the time she came out.
Well, I didn't see it. You probably saw it in person. I didn't see it though.
Oh yeah, it was red fringe sticking out everywhere, girl.
But yeah, that I was like, oh, work. The wig reveal was whatever. It was fine. It was whatever. The sleeve reveal was great. They took it off when she was wearing that leotard underneath. Honestly, I think that Eureka won that lip sync.
She really did. She turned that lip sync out. She did. Like, I was there in person. Like, she was the better contestant for the first one. She was.
From what I understand from reliable sources, at the end of that lip sync, the crowd was chanting, Eureka.
Say names. Don't say reliable sources. Say names.
Well, you said it. You, bitch.
That's, and who else? No, who else? You
and Hassan.
Okay, I didn't tell you. I confirmed what you said. I confirmed what you had told me. I didn't tell you that.
Don't try to backpedal, Mom. We saw the video.
I did. Bob, you told me that Assad told you that, and I said, and I confirmed. I said, yes, that was happening.
Don't backpedal, Mom.
I'm not backpedaling.
Apologize, Mom. No. So what I'm saying is you and Assad were like, yeah, they were all chanting Eureka after that lip sync.
Yeah, they were.
But then they were like, nah, y'all both safe.
Which I gag. I was very gagged at the double chanting. I was sitting next to each other, and we both looked at each other, just mouth open like, what?
Speaking of Cracker, can we just say that there was a video online of Cracker looking particularly underwhelmed with Aquaria's win. And
Bob, you are so messy.
Monet, we're just talking about the finale. You can't all be Miss Congeniality, okay? So it's a video of Cracker looking particularly unpleased with Aquarius win, or just unimpressed. Not unpleased, just unimpressed. So Cracker was like, hey y'all, don't get it twisted. I'm actually very happy for my New York City sister. To which Trixie responded.
Tracy Martel,
we saw the video. Don't try to backpedal, Mom.
She is so messy. Trixie and Kimchi are the messiest Twitter queens ever. They always comment something shady and messy, no matter what time of day it is.
Oh, the worst. The worst.
Don't be saying the worst, because you are right up there, too.
Listen, I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama, okay?
I can't.
I'm not congeniality, I tell you that, Bob. and then the final lip sync, bang bang, three girls. By the way, I think three's a crowd.
It's too much in the lip sync, which is why Cameron literally just disappeared. You forgot Cameron was even there. He was just gone.
Oh, yeah, Cameron was gone. First of all, Cameron was literally just crossing stage left to stage right over and over again, covering the entire course of the theater. Am I lying or telling the truth? The whole time, just that bitch was like, I didn't get to the gym till I'm getting my cardio in. Just running stage right. And then Aquaria has sparklers. She has confetti cannons. To me, it was just all a little bit much.
Yeah, the confetti cannons were a little bit much, but I think that she's trying to win. She's trying to prove that she deserved the crown, girl. She's like, "Oh, so my three wins this season weren't enough. Me like turning it out on a runway is enough. So now I need to do all this extra shit on stage to prove to you why I should win."
And I actually thought that Eureka's one of my favorite parts was when Eureka pulled off the thing and had the big girl wins, and then she like walks right down the middle. I thought that was a pretty fierce moment. But honestly, this lip sync was too, for me, it was too crazy. There was so much going on. It was too manic. I couldn't even all I knew that was that Cameron lost. That's all I knew. I couldn't tell if Eureka won or if Aquaria won because there was just so much going on.
Preston Burford, who did the graphic for our sibling rivalry, that is a picture by Preston Burford that Bob and I did like what 3 years ago. We did that, Roberta.
Yeah, a while back.
Before
either of us were on Drag Race, I think.
Way before that. And then he said the only two parts I liked about that final lip sync was Aquarius confetti cannons. And Eureka struggling to get up the ground 2 times.
Well, like I said, it's great to see a big girl do the splits, but it's better to watch y'all get up. when Eureka does it, it's called the splats, girl.
Girl, there's a tsunami in Japan currently.
But yeah, I mean, I think it was just weird that Aquaria even made it to the finale, to be honest.
Why is it? Wait, what?
Because Aquaria, I mean, the final lip sync.
Oh. Because of the first part?
She lost the lip sync against Eureka. But on that hand, I do think that Aquaria is a worthy winner. And that
absolutely. She did statistically the best of the season. She did.
Yeah, Aquaria is a fucking sick queen. I mean, I crown her Miss Look Queen.
Oh, God, here we go.
Why are you squawking? I think she's a fucking great queen. And
she really is.
Congratulations to her, and I'm glad the crown is gonna spend another chunk of time just hanging out in New York City.
Yeah, girl. Do you think that we're gonna do it season 11?
I don't know. Whoever the fuck these season 11 bitches are, they better not be crunchy. They better go to the finals because New York City don't fuck around. We got the crown in New York City 4 times, 5 if you include the fact that Violet moved to New York.
Okay, Bob, it doesn't count.
No, Atlanta's had it twice.
Have Seattle, they? Okay. Wait. Violet and who? Tyra.
Great, I'll go season by season. Minneapolis, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Seattle, New York City, Atlanta, New York City, New York City, New York City.
Come on, New York City!
Come through, girl. Come through.
That is your favorite coronation line, too. Come through!
I heard that when Eureka won, she put the entire scepter in her mouth.
That is not true. Oh my God, who said that?
It's not true. I read it online somewhere.
That's not true at all. You should not.
What did Eureka do when she won?
No. Honestly, she said something about when life tells you too much. That whole thing, but none of them were really good. Violet had a great. Wait, what was yours? Did you say purse first?
Yeah, I said take whatever you love about yourself and walk into the world purse first. Kim Chi said wins dinner, and Naomi said it's about time a big girl won.
Yeah, that's the best one. I'm sorry.
That's pretty good.
Oh my God, can you imagine if Kim Chi would have said the dinner thing? Cracker's entire brand would be nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, okay, so I think in the history of Aquarius wasn't that great. What was it? When you mess up, take it out and turn it and soak it up. What she said?
When you get a second chance, you do it, bitch. I don't know. Like it was something like that. Like bibbity bobbity. Yeah. I mean, none of us have been. I mean, Violet yelled, "Come through!" I said, "Take whatever you love." So welcome to the world, first. Bianca was like, "I'm the luckiest guy in the world."
Did she say that? Really?
Yeah.
Boo, Bianca.
I think that Jinx. Wait. I'm trying to remember them all. Jinx said
Monsoon season.
It's monsoon season. Sharon said Happy Halloween.
No, she said something. Sharon said something else.
No, Sharon said Happy Halloween.
Oh.
I might be wrong. I'm pretty sure she said Happy Halloween. What did Sasha say?
I don't know what Sasha said either. It was something about being art, being something.
Art, strange, weird, unibrow, art, Brooklyn. Brooklyn art, tear it apart, magical, liberal, art, clap. We are New York.
If I would have won, I would have said, I don't know what I would have said, honestly.
But then you did win, and you just yelled, soak it up.
which everyone gagged for. You even you said it was good. So why you acting like your friend?
Gag. Okay, you are throwing words around. They cheered because you won. They did not gag because you said something amazing and clever. They literally clapped because you won Miss Congeniality. You think they were like going crazy because you said "soak it up"?
Yes, Bob. Yes, I do, honey. Wait,
you think that the reason they were cheering was just because you said "so"? They were like, that speech turned our pussies out.
Yes, Bob. Why are you such a hater?
I'm not a hater. They were cheering because they like you and you won Congeniality. You could have said "yay" and they would have cheered.
You did. That's funny too.
You did not turn it out with your speech. You literally just said "soak it up."
I think I turned it out with my speech, and I think
Monet,
I did.
This is why I beg you: do not be that girl who stands by bullshit like Monique Hart. You cannot tell Monique Hart that she was not great every second of the show. You can't tell me I wasn't stunning. You can't tell me I wasn't hilarious. The hair was right. The makeup is right. It's like, girl, when you say that, everyone else looking at you like, but it wasn't right though.
Well, I think that they screamed for me for that.
All right, Monet, you got it. Also, I was really weirded out by the fact that Monique messed up her hair. The only good wig we've ever seen her in.
Oh my God. That's not the only good one Monique had. Her one with the Cookie Monster, that's everything. The 613 pony.
Yeah, that was a cute one. Yeah, I mean, it's just a bunch of ponytails. But this hair was like stunned. That's why
I said. Marco did it.
Oh, yeah, Marco's the fucking hair magician. I'm sure right now, he is the best. Fucking hair, I stand by, I'll say it again, the hair at that reunion special was on point. Y'all turned it as far as episodes of Drag Race, that one reunion special had the best hair, I think, of an entire all the series.
You think so?
That the hair on that reunion was fucking popping. It was amazing.
You're really into it, girl.
It was great. All the hair, with the exception of like maybe one or two, it was fucking great hair. Like great killer hair.
Work, bitch. Well, we thank you. Did you like my little bow tie here?
I love that. That hair was so cute. I loved it. I loved your outfit. I wish you wore the pants version, though.
But I already wore this pants version before.
But let me tell you, honey, when you were sitting down, it looked like the pants version, so you may as well have worn the pants version. I was like, oh, Monet's wearing that. I was literally thinking, oh, Monet's wearing that outfit again. And then when RuPaul's Drag Race Instagram released the full photos, I'm like, oh, it's a different piece.
Yes, honey.
Now, you did Black Girl Magic. Tell me about that. Because, you know, me and Vixen and Shay had a little Twitter thing, which wasn't really a fight. It was just me being weirded out that the Vixen was using slave analogies and lynching imagery to win her point. I was like, this is a little bit weird. And then you went over there and smiled all up in their faces.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. How was your experience at Black Girl Magic?
It was really fun. It was really cool, you know, to see a show of just queens of color. That's like a really cool thing that you don't necessarily see oftentimes, not unless you live in a predominantly probably black neighborhood or whatever it is. So it was really cool, and it was like really great energy and a really great vibe in the room, because all these local queens and Drag Race girls got together to do the show. It was a lot of fun, and the Vixen was really feeling her oats, and she really felt like she did a great job, and which she should. She should be proud of herself for doing Black Girl Magic, and I know the goal is that they want to take it on tour and take it around and really do the Black Girl Magic thing up, and I'm down for that, girl. I'm like, yes, let's do an all-color girl show. Why not? You know what I mean? But then you have the people online be like, well, what about White Girl Magic? Let's do an all-white girl review show. I'm like, those exist,
Who
bitch.
Said that? Who said that?
On Twitter, girl.
I'm not even going to entertain that.
You're right. That's just the old people like, well, what about White Lives Matter?
I'm not even entertaining that. I'm literally, I have to stop myself from talking right now because I can't entertain that idea. All right, I have to move on. Because that actually makes my skin bubble and boil. My black melanin skin is bubbling and boiling over, bitch. You know, I was saying years ago, I was trying to do... years ago, I tried to pitch this big company a show called Black Queens Matter.
You didn't ask me to do it?
Yeah, I did ask you to do it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. I 100% asked you to do Black Queens Matter. And I still want to do the album Black Christmas.
Yes, I'm into that. Let's do Black Christmas.
And I'm going to have I'm gonna do a promo video where we all just sit down and have a big Black Christmas and just eat food.
A promo video?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Baked macaroni and cheese, some candy yams.
So, I mean, there we have it. We have our new drag superstar. Her name is Aquaria. The crown stays in New York City.
Aquaria.
Monet Exchange is the nicest drag queen in the world.
Oh my God, girl! Did you like my Miss Congeniality trophy moment?
It was cute. I was very happy to see you win. I'm proud of you. You are a very nice drag queen.
Bob, you are so ridiculous. I'm so done with you.
Monet, I'm just agreeing with what the other girl.
Bob, how many times you can fool these people listening? I know you for a very long time. I know when you're being shady and nasty and rude. So please.
But you know what? I'm also mixing it in with love. I am proud of you. You know I'm proud of you, and you know you are. Monet, you're my best friend. So obviously, I thought you was nice before all those other bitches thought you was nice.
do you think that we should continue to do Miss Congeniality through the girls' vote? Because I think that makes more sense. You can't ask the fans to vote for Miss Congeniality. It literally makes no sense.
Yeah, if the fans voted, Cracker would have won because they just vote for who they love the most. You know,
right. You know, so I like that we do it based on the rest of it, because that's how they do it in normal pageants and like any pageant around exactly. The world. That's how it's done.
Also, yeah. If you want to know who's nice, ask the girls who's nice. Don't ask the fans. The fans don't know.
Right, they don't know. They don't know what bitch was. Oh, here's a little inside tea. Cracker did not get my vote because do you remember when I was at your apartment and before I left for the show, you gave me Jaden Dior Fierce made you some drag jewelry and it was those buttons and I love the buttons. You gave me the black ones, the blue aqua ones that I wore for my sponge outfit and the crystal AB ones.
I accidentally contributed to the sponge outfit and I unbeknowingly was made to be an ally in the sponge outfit.
So I wore the crystal AV ones like episode 2 for some outfit I wore them, I believe. And then I put them down because you know how it is. Like after, like when you run to the runway and you're doing challenges, like the workroom is like a mess. Like to hurry up to get to the thing, and then so they cleaned up the stations, whatever. And I came back and I forgot where I put them. Girl, cut to I went through the whole season. I went to wear with like 3 different outfits, but I was like they're gone. They got thrown out, whatever. Cut to like 3 months after the show had wrapped. Crack and I were doing a gig, and she shows up with these earrings on. I was like. Wait, I was like, Cracker, where'd you get those earrings? She's like, oh, Dusty left them for me when she got eliminated. I was like, Dusty left them for you? I was like, bitch, no, she didn't. I was like, Cracker, those are my earrings that I left probably on your station. And she's like, oh, girl. And I was like, you stole my earrings. She's like, no, I thought Dusty left them for me. So she tried to steal my shit. So that's why she ain't congenial.
Because she accidentally took something you left on her station.
No, like the vixen said, be wary of white tears, okay? That bitch stole my shit, and now I know how she feel.
You are so fucking stupid. Who did you vote for?
Oh, I vote. So we have to vote for 2 people. You vote for your first choice and your second choice. I think they did that just in case there's a tie or whatever. So I voted for Monique. Then I voted for Asia.
Oh, that seems nice. I don't really know Monique. Actually, I don't know Asia. I don't know none of them hoes. Sometimes you're a good judge of character. Sometimes you be on some bullshit.
I'm never on some bullshit, Bob.
So I'll trust you that they are great people because typically speaking, you're a good judge of character.
Well, what do you think the qualifications for Miss Congeniality are? For me, I think it was someone who was not just nice, but someone who was not a fucking black shadow over the experience. Because as you know, filming Drag Race is very stressful. It's a lot going on. And to me, the congenial people were the people that I vibe with the most and the people who left the workroom and had everything like had shit feeling popping, not like annoying and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Honestly, Congeniality is basically about someone who's like really nice, like super nice, like not mean. Like if they're being nice, like if someone's like nice and like really nice. No, I'm kidding. I think that Congeniality honestly is about someone who isn't necessarily a selfish competitor. I think Miss Congeniality is based on someone who is like literally congenial to other people, who maybe helps others but doesn't do it for selfish reasons and doesn't turn on their and who has a great moral compass.
Yeah, agreed.
But you are in the Bronx, bitch.
Right. Isn't that crazy? You hear them banging that fucking bachata salsa shit, girl. It's so shady. One time I went downstairs and I was like, excuse me, I'm trying to take a nap. And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry, my friend. Then they try to invite me to come inside to Kiki. I'm like, bitch, I just said I'm trying to go to bed.
Work. I just looked up what congenial means, and it means pleasant because of a personality or qualities are similar to one's own. So practically anyone can be congenial as long as your qualities are similar to my own, and I find that pleasant.
So someone who'll be congenial for you is Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, you are so, oh my God, not only is she congenial, she's hilarious. Give her the funniest drag queen award, too.
Can I just say, right. It just clicked to me what the workroom is. I just figured what that is.
What are you talking about?
Like, when Rue says, like, back in the workroom, I thought it was, like, workroom, like, W-O-R-K. It's like, no, workroom, W-E-R-K, like, work girl.
And you know what charisma, unique, is nerve, and talent stands for, right?
Yes. Country.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm done with you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our opinions and listening to Monet's Downstairs Neighbors blast reggaeton.
Right.
All right, be safe, guys. Peace.
Bye. Sibling Rivalry is proudly presented by The Only Productions.
We would like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in each week, more or less, to hear our ridiculousness.
We'd also like to thank our executive producer, Mitch Farino.
Thanks a lot, guys. Peace.
Thank you.